KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky in Atlantic. Are you ready for it? It's 15 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for the entire listening area until 10 a.m. today. We look for it to be partly cloudy, a high around 11, winds southeast at 5 to 10, with wind chills this morning as low as 25 degrees below zero. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol late Tuesday evening issued a report on an accident that happened Tuesday afternoon just outside the city limits of Atlantic. Officials say a 1990 Pontiac 600 driven by 19-year-old Sidney Joe Redler and a 2001 Dodge 2500 pickup driven by 19-year-old Weston Lee Erickson, both of Atlantic, were traveling east on White Pole Road or Highway 6 at around 2:35 p.m. Redler was stopped in the left lane waiting for traffic to pass so she could turn left onto 635th Street by Olson's Outdoor Power and A-Plus Designs, but her car was hit from behind by the pickup, causing severe damage. Redler suffered from severe head injuries and was transported by to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines by medevac ambulance. Authorities say she was wearing her seatbelt. Erickson was not injured in the crash. Cass County Sheriff's deputies, Atlantic Police, and medevac-assisted troopers at the scene of that crash. Police in Red Oak this morning arrested 55-year-old Joseph Olus Loudermilk of Red Oak on a charge of serious assault. Loudermilk was arrested at around 1:48 a.m. in the 400 block of East Grimes Street in Red Oak. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 31-year-old Katie Marie Pierce of Red Oak just before 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Pierce was arrested on a Pottawatomie County bench warrant for violation of probation. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. No injuries were reported following an accident Sunday morning in Page County, but one person was arrested. Authorities said yesterday that the accident happened around 10:38 a.m. Sunday at the intersection of J Avenue and 170th Street, about 10 miles east of Shenandoah. The investigation determined 36-year-old Kyle David Bond of Red Oak was driving a 1996 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup southbound on J Avenue. 44-year-old Chad Robert Isaacson of Clarinda was driving a 2004 Sterling dump truck with a snowplow eastbound on 170th and clearing snow from the roadway. The dump truck is owned by Page County. Bond's pickup hit the snowplow portion of the vehicle at the front end, causing the pickup to sustain disabling damage. Page County's vehicle sustained very little damage. Bond was arrested for driving under suspension. He was brought to the Page County Jail, later posted bond, and was released. A traffic stop about 6 miles east of Shenandoah Saturday resulted in the arrest of a man from Fremont County. Authorities said yesterday that 38-year-old John Dawson Roberts of Imogene was arrested by Page County deputies for driving while license suspended. Dawson was brought to the Page County Jail and later posted a $560 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. And Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports the Page County Sheriff's Office Operation Blessing was a success for 2017, and Palmer thanks everyone who donated to it this year. Without the support of individuals, organizations, businesses, and groups who unselfishly gave to this program, Palmer says it would not have been possible. Year after year, he says, people have continued to support the program, some since the beginning in the early 1980s. From the money and items donated this year, the Page County Sheriff's Office provided Christmas gifts to 16 families, and that meant 34 children in Page County received presents for Christmas this year from the Page County Sheriff's Office's Operation Blessing program. In the funeral announcements, Jeanette Chun Marie Doetzler, age 88 of Defiance, died December 15th at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Jeanette Doetzler will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doris Sothman, age 87, of Washington Township in Cass County, died Friday at her home. A celebration of life for Doris Sothman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic United Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Knudsen, age 94, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Marjorie Knudsen will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Shaben, age 98, of Erling, died December 15th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shaben will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Reichardt, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Reichardt will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Susan Jane Lanier, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Susan Lanier will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Helen Kleffman, age 93, of Portsmouth, died December 21st at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Helen Kleffman will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Victoria Vicky Ann Coles, age 58, of Defiance, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Vicky Coles will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Elaine Michelson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Elaine Michelson will be Friday at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Betty J. Frederickson, age 85, of Panora and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Lakeside Village in Panora. Funeral services for Betty Frederickson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Bethany Lutheran Church, northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ardith Jenkins, age 80, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Ardith Jenkins will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. A luncheon will be held at the church immediately after the services. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Cremation has taken place, and a massive Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The date and time are still pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Blanche Underwood, age 92, of Greenfield and formerly of Tennessee, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Blanche Underwood are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Thelma Ambrose, age 94, of Walnut, died Tuesday at the Mount Air Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Thelma Ambrose will be held at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The date and time are currently pending. And Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.